This is Dr. Mary Chinnery Hesse, member of the panel of the Wise of the African Union at the Climate Vulnerable Forum in Dhaka, Bangladesh. Dr. Chinnery Hesse, what are your thoughts on the world's most vulnerable countries coming together as the Climate Vulnerable Forum and committing to tackling the adverse impacts of climate change?
Well, climate change is an important theme, especially because there are countries which are currently suffering the impact. Those who are not directly vulnerable do not necessarily appreciate the urgency needed in terms of action right now, not later. For many countries, it looks like a distant thing which is going to affect future generations. And if one is irresponsible, you leave the future generation to worry for themselves. But I like to think that the world we live in is a responsible world. For those who are most at risk, it is a very serious issue. But to be able to keep it on the front burner of international discourse, it's necessary that they come together and create a critical mass of voices to remind the world that this is an issue which is urgent and cannot be postponed. And as we say, there's strength in numbers, and speaking with a common voice gives a lot of legitimacy to the points which are being put across. So it is really to be commended that this initiative, the Climate Vulnerable Forum, has been launched and has attracted so many countries which are vulnerable and who want to, as it were, refine the message and at the level of negotiation, speak with one voice to draw the world's attention to the fact that everybody must play their part at every level to ensure that the world will be saved for everybody for the future.
What do you see as some of the common challenges that all countries vulnerable to climate change face?
Well, the difficulties are at several levels. Countries have their economies and economic development interrupted. Unfortunately, most of the climate vulnerable countries are among the poorest of the poor. And when the climate change impact disturbs economies, it means that more and more people are pushed into poverty, livelihoods are lost, and then the governments have a problem trying to preserve the population, and this costs money which is not always available. Some of the problems relate to adaptation to the vagaries of the climate change, which countries are having to live with even now. The issue of flooding, many countries which are suffering floods. The issue of sea erosion. The issue of glacier melting with global warming, where countries which really are not very strong economically now are being forced to confront truly serious. I will identify the resource constraint as the most critical. Even when a country or a government knows what to do, sometimes the challenge is in getting the resources to do that. But in addition, sometimes again because of the status of a large number of the countries which are at the most vulnerable, one finds that technological knowledge to be able to tackle the practical problems unleashed by climate change is not available. And therefore, issues of technology transfer would, to help with the mitigation efforts should not be forgotten. In some countries, the challenge is impossible. We were at the Climate Vulnerable Forum told about the history of Kiribati, where they, right now as we sit, it's an island which is disappearing, and where many times people are forced to even go to bed with a life jacket because one does not know if by the morning there might have been some sea action which would have led to, well, drowning in your sleep, literally. For these countries, really, the horse has bolted, and the whole world will have to think through how to resettle these populations. Where we do not have whole countries disappearing, you still have areas which are at great risk, and where populations have to already move to other parts of the country or look out for some other opportunity as their livelihood is destroyed. So there's a migration aspect to this whole climate change debate, which the Climate Vulnerable Forum is pushing onto the international agenda. And if I might just make one last point, the promises which are made at these international fora are not always lived by. There are lots of promises about resources, about funds, and at the end of the day, the monies are not available, and the promises are not fulfilled. And it's very, very difficult. It's difficult. There's no time to waste. So we say action now rather than later. If we are to save the earth for all of us.
Thank you, Dr. Chinnery Hesse.